Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Peace Hour with Birkan Ture. I'm Birkan and I'll be with you for the next 90 minutes. I don't know if you can already hear the added joy in my voice, but tomorrow I'll be leaving for my well-deserved holiday, and before the end of the day, Pacific time, I'll be baking under the gorgeous Southern California sun. So, I am thrilled to be talking to you and meeting you tonight before I leave. I'm happy. I hope you're happy too. If you're not, hopefully I'll be able to change that before the end of the show and put a smile on your face. Now, this month's theme is a subject that is very dear to me and I strongly support: taking the natural next step for many spiritual practitioners and creating a spiritually based career. Now, it indeed is possible to earn your living as a full-time intuitive healer or spiritual teacher. Today, I'll be sharing from my own journey of making the big jump to a full-time practice, but also share the stories of my students and clients. I'll talk about steps that can be helpful in clarifying your goal and creating your very own brand as a spiritual practitioner. And we will talk about money. You heard me, money. If you are cringing at the thought of accepting money for your services, this is your episode. In fact, please call and join me for this episode. The call-in number is the international code for United States, and then 424 area code 220-1836. The call-in number will be on the show's page. So if you just look at the page right above the show, right above the chat box, you'll be able to see the number somewhere over there. In fact, if you log in to Blog Talk Radio using your Facebook account or Blog Talk account, you will be able to call in the show using your Skype without paying anything for free. So use your Skype, call me, join me. If you are on your way to start your own career as a spiritual practitioner, if you are dreaming of making your healing business or intuitive readings a full-time job for yourselves, if you already have started but struggling, or you just want to share how wonderful your business is, give us a call and we'll talk about it. I'll be sharing my intuitive hits about your business and maybe share a few tips that might be helpful to you along the way. Now, hi everybody, and everybody in the chat room. I just saw the chat room. I'll be also taking your questions from the chat room, so please, hi Andrew, long time no see, I missed you. And you can also ask your questions on the chat room, but naturally, I might not be able to see it. I still could not figure out all this scroll thing, because it keeps moving as someone posts. So, we'll see, I'll do my best to catch up with the chat room. I've got a lot of friends, I've got a lot of students and wonderful practitioners in the chat room, so they can also answer your questions. I have a lot of, let's say, experienced healers joining us every month, so you can make healing requests and they'll be responding to your requests and questions as well, because they're light workers, they can help themselves, and I love them for it. Now, personally, I've been using my intuition to help others for as long as I can remember. Knowingly, not knowingly, I've been always the listener, always the advice giver, and I would go, where did that come from? How did I know that? How could I say that? And of course, in time, I started figuring out, oh, wait, this is not me thinking. Well, it is me thinking, but it is my intuitive brain thinking rather than, you know, just thinking logically. And over the years, I kept sharing whatever I got, because for me, people are my triggers. When I see people, I see these stories, images, visions. I mean, it's a bombardment of data that I had to learn how to control. So I always had so much to share with others. And I did that with friends, friends of friends. And in time, I learned about energy healing. So energy healing also became a part of what I share with the others. But honestly, I did not see that as a profession. I didn't even know that could be a profession. I didn't know anyone who was a full-time healer or reader. I mean, I've seen some psychics, but not personally, I would hear about them, but the quality of what they did wasn't at the standard that I would look and say, oh, one day I want to be like them. It was mostly, you know, in 3 months, this is going to happen to you, and in 4 months, your husband will leave you, and, you know, those readings just didn't inspire me to become a professional psychic myself. And I thought, okay, the best I can do is follow something I love, and I started following my other passion, dance, and I became a dancer. But while I did not have, growing up, those wonderful examples we have today, now you do. There are a lot of successful life coaches, intuitives, healers of all sorts, spiritual teachers of all sorts. So you know that this is a career choice that you all can make. If we can do it, if I can do it, if my friends and colleagues can do it, of course you can do it too. We are all special. None of us are special in the sense that we are different or more than the other. The difference is some of us had the guts and the other things to go for it and go for the training and the practice, and we took this seriously and we had faith in this. Recently I read this sentence. I think it went like, faith is passionate intuition. I was like, wow, I like that. In fact, I want a t-shirt with it. I want a t-shirt that says, faith is passionate intuition. So you need to have faith, you need to look into your future, and I'll be sharing tips on how to do that, how you can see what would be the best way to go for you if you'd like to switch to a career that is spiritually based, as speaker or an intuitive or a healer or however, whatever you are guided to offer. Now, I'll be sharing these tips, some of these tips first before I start taking calls, and then I'll give you a fair warning before I start taking the call, so you'll have time. So if you want to call in, you can call in now, because if you call from the U.S., I think this is a toll-free number, if not, hey, I'm blonde, what do I know? But I'll give you a fair, you know, warning before I start taking calls, and then you can call in the show. I just kind of feel guilty and according you waiting on the switchboard when I see your numbers. Okay. This is a distracted Gierkan. I'll be back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Yes, I was talking about good examples of spiritual practitioners. Now, corporates these days, big corporate companies are hiring intuitive counselors. Can you believe it? Life coaches. I was actually hired by the conservatorium in Amsterdam, and I would train and I would intuitively coach students and help them find their motivation, passion, find their way. And I was paid by the conservatorium. How cool is that? I mean, I was quite honored. But I just love such a known organization, such a serious organization would go and pay for an intuitive counselor. To me, that's improvement. Now, you've got these corporates, say, hiring coaches, buying their packages, trainings, organizing spiritual retreats for their employees. I'm talking about big companies like KLM, and then you've got TV and radio producers always on the lookout for spiritual authors, intuitives, to give their perspective on third world events. Sometimes intuitives are invited as, let's say, as entertainment, but it is you who can make that difference. I mean, you can be so good that from smiling and looking at, oh, let's see what the psychic will say. In a matter of minutes, they will go to the point of, oh, wow, what he says is actually interesting and rings true. So there's media open to you. I mean, look at where we are meeting right now, Blog Talk Radio. You can just, you know, start your own account and start your own broadcast tomorrow. So there are so many ways to get your message out there. There are so many ways to show people what you have to offer, what is your passion, what is your message. So please, be any pessimistic thoughts about, oh, I could never make enough money, oh, there are so many psychics who need me, that's your ego going, yep, 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 yep. So you just need to show your ego, look, these really successful people, they're just humans, just like me, and I can become one of them. So anytime you see someone who's succeeding in what you want to achieve, see that as a source of inspiration and not, you know, a source of envy, like, oh, look at him doing exactly what I dream of doing. Well, you can do it too. If they can do it, you can do it too. Yes, I keep repeating the same concept, but I really need to get that in your beautiful mind, okay? Because most of my sessions are based on career change and this very subject. So I hear these ego fears, ego-based fears, so often from wonderful, gifted practitioners. I mean, oh God, I wish they would go into the business already so I could get my sessions from them. Now, we've got, on the other hand, most major insurance companies paying policies or preparing policies to cover energy healing treatments. So back in the days, while I was still doing in-person energy healing sessions, my clients could actually get that money back from their insurance company, just like any other health-related visit or treatments. Now, that's another good sign. I can go on and talk about the current developments in the world and the place of spiritually based therapy, but maybe not today, because today I want today's broadcast to be all about your career change and what you have to offer and how to do that in the best possible way. I guess you would need to first decide to learn this. I mean, being psychic is not enough to be a professional psychic. There's this whole confusion about, oh, I see dead people, so why don't I become a full-time medium? Oh, wait, I can see energies and future. Why don't I give readings? Well, stop. First, you need to learn about what you are seeing, how you are seeing it, how your intuition manifests itself, and how you can bring structure to your intuition so it does not overwhelm you and you can get information when you want it, as much as you want it, as much as you need it, and then stop. There are so many little things that can make your life much easier and intuitive. And then it is also essential to get a basic understanding of the human mind, psychology. If you cannot just go back to school and study psychology in conventional, you know, schools, you can take lessons, classes, courses, or just read a book. Whether you're a healer, psychic, medium, whatever you do, you'll be working with people. You'll be working with their minds, and you want to know what you are working with, right? Otherwise, it's a one-way street, and a healing session is not a one-way street. So, training, education, whatever you call it, that is your first step to becoming a spiritual professional, a full-time intuitive, or a healer. Sometimes that urge to learn will come within, and sometimes it's going to be invoked by another intuitive after a session or two. Either way, once you open the proverbial door to the other side and discover how much more there is to life, you get this new urge to share it with others. It often starts with offering free sessions to friends, family, you want to practice. And next, you might get a request or two from friends of friends, people you don't actually know. And each time you share your gifts, you feel the rush of endorphins to your brain, the pleasure of giving, helping, or simply accomplishing a goal. You can feel your soul smile when you go to bed at night. That feeling, oh Lord, I mean, nothing can replace that feeling that I have when I hit my head to a pillow. That knowing I did something for someone today. I have been someone's life in a good way, and maybe I brought some hope or direction. Nothing else can ever give me that satisfaction. Now, how do I know this? Well, just like I said, that's what I'm experiencing myself every time I do this work, every time I give a reading. It's such a buzz. I mean, it's probably a crude word to describe I can't come up with a fancy one right now, so I'm just going to say buzz. To that spiritual high you get from helping others. Now, during our time together, there's only so much information I can share. We've got 90 minutes, and I'm going to do my best to give as many tips as possible. But you'll need to continue studying, and you'll need to continue learning about this, and maybe I should come up with some sort of online series of lessons that can help you find your personal brand and get it out there as an intuitive and find an ethical way of marketing yourselves while you respect karma and spiritual law. Because obviously, you should never forget this is indeed a spiritually based business. And at no point, spiritual principles, laws, should be forgotten. Law of attraction and karma would be two very important examples of such principles. If you aren't familiar with such principles, I'd advise you to get familiar with them as soon as possible. One of the keys to success in any business is honoring and respecting both man-made and spiritual laws. Now, I'm seeing, I think, a question from Sana Luz in the chat room. How to deal with other people, family members, friends, think it's cool but ridiculing and not accepting spiritual career as real work. I will definitely get to that question because it is part of tonight's tips that I want to share, because we all need to face that at one point, unless you are living on an island full of spiritual people who love professional psychics. That would be, I think, Hawaii. So unless you are living there, then you probably can pass that bit. But other than that, we all face it at one point, and I'll definitely talk about it. Now, I can almost hear you ask, Birkan, this is all fine, but can I support myself and my family financially? It is a spiritually based career. I have children, I have a wife, I have a husband or a partner. I need to pull my own weight around here, or I need to take care of everyone. Can I do this? And the answer is a strong, resounding yes. If I and so many others can do it, so can you. Besides all the successful names who are out there today, and I've seen it also with my clients, there's always a transition from your day job to spiritually based dream job. So we talk about that period of transition and, you know, how much you need to do now, how much you need to work now as a spiritual practitioner, and how to divide your time. I'll try to get there. But there are more important steps I need to talk about. Hi, Ingela. We are happy you managed to join. See, I'm distracted like that. I can just see someone say something in the chat room and I'm there. And I have a question from Angel Light. Birkan, what are your guiding thoughts on folks being certified or degrees for various aspects of healing, official this, certified in that? Thank you. Well, I have mixed feelings, and I totally hear the real question, or at least the intention behind it, because can we trust that? Or is this what we should go for, you know, if someone is official this or certified that? No. Yeah, I just said that. No. And I am a teacher of certification trainings. But it is never about the teacher. It is never about who taught them. It is never about the certificates they were able to accomplish, the practitioners were able to accomplish. It's always about what they did with their training, how they used that training. Have they been practicing? Are they genuine practitioners, or do they just want to make money? So you will need to use your discernment with every single practitioner. You can never trust their training and go for it based on solely that they are certified this or certified that. So I hope that is an answer. So we are continuing with our tips. And before taking the big step towards becoming a professional, you first need to decide what is that you want to offer to people, right? What is your branch? Please choose a spiritual practice you truly love, as opposed to going for a modality or format just because you've seen someone else gain material success with it. That's what, you know, what I just answered about the certification. So if you want to be, let's say you want to be a spiritual practitioner, then you see these Atlantean healing practitioners earning money and being very happy. You say, you know what, that's a good brand. I'll go take that class and I'm going to be a professional Atlantean healing practitioner. Well, that wouldn't work, my friends. Yeah, because you need to go for what you feel passionate about and then look for training in that. For the longest time, no one trained me. I had to learn these things on my own. We are now lucky that there are so many wonderful teachers out there offering very easy to get this compact training lessons like the ones I teach. I see them as these concentrated drinks that you can mix with water and it becomes a lot. So you take a 3-4 day training, you go home, you work with the information that is given to you, and it becomes more and more. And as you practice with those techniques, you become clearer or better in your practice, whatever you were trained in. But first, find what is your passion. I was going to say fashion, but I don't think we have anything to do in this lesson with fashion unless, we could talk about fashion. I mean, we could talk about how you carry yourself and physically project yourself, your image to the outside world, but that's not the most essential thing, although very, very important. All right, so what is your passion? Are you passionate about giving healing sessions? Are you passionate about 101 sessions where you sit down with a person and work with them in person? Or do you find yourself wanting to teach groups of people? Let it be 3, 5, 10, 300. But do you want to reach to people and share your knowledge or share the messages you're channeling from higher realms? What is your passion? So decide that. And sometimes you'll notice, you know what? I love my one-to-one sessions, but I also want to share this with the others. So combinations are possible. But always there will be one aspect of your job that will be more prominent, more on the front. So you'll decide that. Are you a professional intuitive who also teaches, or are you a energy healer who also gives energy healing workshops, or are you a spiritual teacher who is also holding personal coaching sessions or intuitive sessions or healing sessions? You will see what you are more passionate about. And if you are wanting to, desiring, dreaming of being a teacher, I would recommend starting with being a practitioner. The practice itself, working with people, is a very good training that you cannot get anywhere else. Working with people one-on-one, you learn so much from people. That training is irreplaceable, especially if you want to train trainers. You want to prepare them for what they might come across, face in their personal practice. And for that, you first need to have your own personal practice. If you're a real teacher, if that's your calling, it will not go anywhere. See, having a practice, working with people as part of your education to become a teacher. Because just because you are a good psychic, that doesn't mean you will be a good teacher of psychic arts. Just like in my previous profession, there were a lot of great dancers, but only a few were able to teach how to dance. And intuition is something so natural, so inherent. It can be harder than you expect when it comes to teaching someone else how to do it. Maybe you're so good at doing it, but then you are not really educated yourself in the subject, and you might send them off to the world with an open intuition and no knowledge to manage it, to control it. I see that so many times with my students. And then what happens? They're overwhelmed and they shut down. And then 10 years later, they find me. And then we start working from scratch and hopefully get them to the same place of opening, but with the sense of safety and structure around it. Now, love is the secret ingredient to a successful spiritual practice. So you gotta love it, because you'll need to be patient. And you wouldn't be patient, you wouldn't work so hard for something you don't love. You'd in the end go for an easier option, easier career. Yeah, so make sure that please do love the particular brand if you want to take it to the next level. And if you have any, you know, issues with your confidence, that you are not ready for it, then you probably are not ready for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's a difference between, of course, your ego saying you are not good enough, or your guidance saying practice more. So there's a subtle difference. And if you cannot separate that difference, if you have been asking that question for too long to yourself, you can also decide to ask another intuitive professional and get their opinion to if you are ready or not. But there's nothing wrong with more practice. Practice, practice, practice. As a former dancer, I believe in practice, not only in art, but also spirituality. Now, let's use your imagination a bit. Let's use our imaginations. Yeah? You need to dream. When you dream, what do you dream? That what do you see yourself doing? Let's start daydreaming right now. Let's think about this time where you're finally a full-time spiritual practitioner. What are you doing? What do you imagine? What comes to your mind first? Are you dreaming of a home-based practice where your clients come in and connect with you there? Or are you seeing yourself working at home through phone or internet? Or do you see yourself hiring a space a few days a week where you meet your clients? Maybe your imagination is showing you yourself working at an already established center, a spiritual center, or even a spa where you hold your healing sessions or readings. Now keep trying on these, like clothing, you know, just try on these different scenarios in your imagination. Place yourselves in these different scenarios and see which option makes you feel the happiest and most peaceful, and see which scenario makes you stressed and make your stomach cringe and go, oh, I don't want it. So use your imagination. Use your inner guidance. They are very connected to each other. Your imagination will trigger your intuition. So start imagining your future, and your intuition will start filling the blanks. And you can just also imagine yourself in different scenarios, like I said, and see which one feels better. This one we call trying on your future. Once you choose the right area for yourself and the form you might want to connect with a professional, you know, coach or intuitive to gain further insight to this project, it can be challenging to see the whole picture. You know, sometimes you'll know how you want to do it, but you know, you want to work from home, let's say, but you can't quite see, but how am I going to get there? Now, I can give you the general guidelines, but of course, you're all unique with unique talents and lifestyle, so it would be good to work with a fellow coach or an intuitive to get there. It is also good for intuitives to become clients. I regularly get readings from other intuitives, and I put myself in position of a client. It reminds me, you know, how it feels to be the one who is expecting an important answer or talking to someone you really want to learn from. So it's good to be a client. And please, mind whom you share these ideas with. They are young ideas. They're ideas that requires a lot of faith, a lot of strength, and you want to protect these babies, these baby ideas, from harsh energies. You want to protect these babies from harsh people, pessimistic people, negative people. So please share your ideas with those whom you trust fully and who are positive and loving in nature. They will cherish your ideas and they'll support you, and they'll give you motivation when you need it. But if you share such a beautiful idea at the baby stages with a negative person, they might shut it down very quickly, and you might leave it there because the idea was too new and you couldn't believe in it yourself anyways. Now, just like knowing what you do, knowing what you do would help too, but just like loving what you do, what I wanted to say, being confident in what you do is also one of the essentials. And that's where we get to the point of coming out of the closet as a spiritual practitioner. Because sooner or later, it's going to happen. Soon or later, your both worlds will collide. You can decide how much you want your worlds to collide, but it's going to collide. It's going to happen. So also, not only to share your spiritual practice with people around you, but also when it comes to telling other people what you do for a living. I remember times I would really cringe at the thought of someone asking me at a party, what do you do? So I would avoid that question like the plague because I was too embarrassed to say I'm psychic or I'm a healer. So I just, and the people around me were so out of that world. Then I realized that I didn't trust myself and I wasn't confident in myself as a healer. How you say something is going to make all the difference in this reveal, in coming out of your closet as a spiritual practitioner. If you say, yeah, I'm a healer, I do energy healing sessions, and they help sometimes. I learned it from Birka, you know, the blonde guy on TV. Or, I make cards, I do reading, yeah, sometimes. You see, I mean, come on, who's going to respect it but an other life worker? If you're going to take this out there, you really need to project yourself with confidence, carry yourself with confidence, and be confident in yourself as a practitioner. Because once that confidence is there, even when the other person is not believing in it, they will not dare to mock. They'll say, okay, you know what she or he sounds like? They know what they are doing. I'm not into this, or I don't believe in this, but okay. You know, you can demand that just by being confident. It's a very subtle thing how people respond to new ideas. It's all about how you present it, yeah? And also how you present yourself as an intuitive or a healer to your client is very important. If they ask you, so what do? What do you offer? And you go, well, I have sessions and I can do reading for you and I can work on that heart chakra that you're having. But I'm not a healer. You are the healer. I'm just helping. I mean, come on. Would you pay for someone who says, I'm not a healer? No. You are a healer. But healing will be a teamwork. You can still explain that you will create the space, will bring the energies for them to heal themselves. That's different than saying, I'm not a healer. You'll do it. And then they'll do it themselves. Why do they need you? So you need to make that very clear. What is your role in their healing? As an intuitive, are you a verbal healer like a coach or psychic or counselor? Or are you an energetic energy worker? Are you, you know, laying hands or sending energy from distance? Whatever you do, present it with grace, love, and confidence. And that will make all the difference in the world. Believe me, people rarely challenge a confident yet peaceful person. I'm saying this from personal experience. I mean, come on, look at me. I'm not your run-of-the-mill guy. I'm not someone you see every day on the street. And so I had to learn how to carry myself with confidence despite the fact I may look a bit different and I might do a different job. And in fact, you know what happens? People at the customs, immigration when I travel, or banks or hotels, they end up asking for readings, and I end up giving, you know, spontaneous readings in these places, and it's fun. So you want to work on the confidence and, oh, what is happening? Please, Skype, don't fail me now. Last month we had this Skype disaster, but I'm just blaming Mercury retrograde for that, and now I have this Skype thing acting out. So I'm just going to have a look at it. Can you all hear me? I would love to hear from the chat room if you guys can hear me. Anyone? Click. Yes, we can hear you. Perfect. I'm still here. I'm still with you. All right. Now, confidence. First thing you need to work on, and more you practice, more you see how much you're good, you bring to other people more. Thank you, everyone, for confirming that you can hear me. Good to know. Otherwise, just you know, me talking to myself here, right? We wouldn't want that. So, more you see how much good you bring into other people's lives, again, more passionate you will be about your work and more confident you will be with your work and how you do it. And guess what's going to happen next? You will get paid. Did you just cringe? Did you? No? Maybe a little? Did you? If you did, you just met the biggest obstacle you can call it a block to your abundance as a professional practitioner. Being professional means getting paid. Yeah? How else you can become a full-time reader or healer? Of course, this doesn't apply to those who do have other sources of income and do not need to charge for their services. Then again, neither the show, because the whole point is how to get from point of, you know, offering it as an offering or professional paid service. So we're going to focus on that. And Stephanie cheered, "You go, girl. That's the energy you need to attract your abundance and prosperity. It's all about intention. If you're cringing about getting paid, if you don't want to get paid, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to get paid. But if you are happy to accept abundance and affirm everyone's source is the same as yours and it is infinite and they can afford you, and sometimes, you know, of course, you can find other means of exchanging energy, but in the end, you cannot find other means of exchanging energy with the phone company or the cable, you know, so someone needs to pay. And of course, I see, you know, before taking your practice, you really need to heal this. Because if you need to heal negative thought patterns, sure, do your affirmations, send Reiki or healing to those thought patterns, work with EFT, past life regression, because there's a lot of past life traumas behind this. Or they are not traumas, actually. It's just that as spiritual practitioners, we were taken care of. Yeah, there were temples, monasteries, church, when we dedicated our lives to divine and to share the divine, someone would, you know, some organization would take care of us. So we are not used to accepting money for helping people. So that's something we need to get used to, but that's something we need to also heal. There's also self-worth issues that I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough. Again, you can work with EFT, emotional freedom technique, by tapping on acupressure points to improve your self-esteem and to release these negative ideas. And then you'll need to look at how you view money. If you think money is dirty and the root of all evil, guess what? You are not going to attract it because you don't want it. Your energy is pushing out, even if you logically say, yeah, I need it, but I hate it. Guess what? You won't attract money. I'm not being negative. I'm just saying how energy works. Yeah. So please heal those thought patterns, work on those issues, and then I will move on to the next step. So what is next? The next is fun. I'm going to share a list of do's and don'ts. Oh, wait, I have questions. I have questions. I'm going to answer questions. And in fact, after a few do's, I'm going to start taking your calls. So please call in with your business ideas, with your dreams. We're going to talk about it. We're going to promote you. So give me a call and we'll talk. Yeah. Going back to do's and don'ts. First, I'm starting with do's. We already talked about the importance of education. So please study, read, take classes, practice as much as you can, build skills and confidence. Education also builds confidence. Then next, do find out what you bring to the table, like what you bring to the table, instantly play. What makes you different than the others? And present it very clearly through your website, blog, and promotional material. Now that's the difference. There are so many of us out there offering our intuition. What is so different about you? Why should someone come to you? That needs to be very important. Your certifications, your qualifications should be a part of your biography on website and your how you present yourself to the others, but they shouldn't be the only thing you put it out there. There are so many Reiki masters, there are so many Atlantean healing practitioners, oracles, angel therapists. Who are you and what do you bring to the table? If you don't know the answer to this, decide on the answer to this first and then present it to the world with your unique flavor. Yep, find your flavor and present your work with your own flavor. Be healers and intuitives come in 36 flavors. So pick one, go with it, be you. And then get clear about your message. What is it that you are more passionate about than the other thing? For example, I'm passionate about intuition. I want everyone to integrate intuition into your life in one way or the another. I'm not saying everyone should be psychic. I'm just saying sixth sense maybe should be the first. I'm just saying sixth sense should get the same respect with the other five. And people should realize how much more their sixth sense can bring into their lives. So that's my message. I'm all about creating bridges between here and the higher realms, the invisible realms and energies, using intuition. What is your message? And maybe, right at the beginning, right off the bat, you can't quite see that message. It's okay. More you hold sessions, you'll notice that you are attracting a particular type of clients or issues, or you feel more passionate about certain issues when you are speaking to your clients. Now, I'm going to put a pin here and probably lose the pin, but hey, I need to start taking calls because I have almost a full switchboard. I can still take a few more callers if you call in. And I'm going to start with a European number, a 41 country code, and I'm probably supposed to know where that is, but I don't. So I'm going to start with European number because I don't want them to wait on the line for too long. Hello? Area 41? Country.
Hello? Hello, Birkin?
Yes, that's me. Who am I
speaking? It's Andrew.
Oh, hi. Nice to hear
nice
you.
Nice to hear you.
Long time no see, or here for that matter. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. I know it's been a long time, but thank you for your humor and presence. It's always funny to listen to you.
You know, be on my end. Believe me, one day I'm going to put a camera here so y'all can see what's happening, actually, when I'm teaching, because I'm quite animated, as if y'all can see me, but you can't. But I'm having fun. My cats are having fun. So all is well. Today you are calling us from Switzerland?
Indeed. Yes. And so it's been a while since we talked last time. Sometimes I feel a bit too long and I've been a bit slow, but I've never been as close as I am currently. And so I was going to follow up on the advice of taking some training in beloved California.
Oh,
next
wow.
Month.
What are?
Because I just got an email today saying I was there was a spot for me. Yeah, so that was my next step. So what is my question? I don't know if I can ask a question.
Andrew?
Hello? Sorry?
Yes.
So I can't hear.
Oh, I can hear you. You?
Okay. So I wanted to, so I was going to go for the soul coaching. I wanted to be a life coach, and my purpose is to help me and others enjoy life.
Perfect. As soon as you said soul coaching, I saw these fireworks around you. Like, what? Part. It's crazy. Angels are cheering. Your guides are cheering. I see your practice. I see you renting a space. And I see you also practicing. You put clients sign up for your trips to the United States. And you'll be renting this wonderful room. And you'll be holding past life regression sessions. I see you using your intuition, intuitive readings, intuitive coaching. You will have a client list, both in United States and Europe. And you'll be in Europe, you'll be working with more men, and I see more a female clientele in United States. I don't know. I don't know why. You're a cute guy. Maybe that's it. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, so it's all green lights, huh?
It's the biggest green light I can give you. It is the biggest green light I've seen lately around someone. You definitely got that hit. I see for your practice is going to start as soon as May. 2000.
Okay.
Yeah. When is the training, the course?
End of September.
End of September 2013.
No, 2012.
Okay, so I was thinking, how is that going to work out? He's going to start in May, but the training is in September 2012, so that would make perfect sense. Real quick, can I have your date of birth?
November 1st, 82.
I missed your English, November 1st. I love it. November 11th month, right? That would be three. Okay, perfect. You know what? Don't wait till May. I think in May you will be already working. That's what I'm seeing. Or you'll be getting more clients in May. But I want you to set up your business before the end of this year.
Uh-huh. Great. But not that you know, but I quit my job a year ago already. So, yeah. So it's about time I get cracking on a new business, huh?
Nothing between you and your new practice, huh?
Okay. Excuse me?
I want you to, of course, you need to go with your own gut, but my recommendation is start.
I can't hear.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can, but your last recommendation was?
I said start the business after your birthday.
After my birthday? All right, that's soon enough.
By May, already going to see your pike. You're going to see you already have your clients. But I want you to start your business after your birthday. And until then, practice. You're going to know when you complete training. I see you being really confident in yourself and thinking, oh my God, I did not realize how much I already knew. So you will get a lot of skills, but you'll get something very important during this training and confidence. When you are finished, why don't you, in November or December, and your new help out. World.
Well, I mean, I hope it was recorded and I can listen to it after. But I admit I didn't hear it on the phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes. But I'm not the only one with audio problems.
This is the second month we are having this. Okay. I'm back. Good. I will quickly repeat what I've been advising. I said, please start your practice after your birthday. Oh, God.
Well, after my birthday and...
After birthday, until then, just practice. And then in November or December or January, come back to the show, okay?
Sounds great. Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Take care and have fun.
You too, Birkin. I will. And bye-bye. Ah, thank you. Thank you, Sana.
All right. Now, I'm going to keep an eye open on the chat room. So you can just tell me whenever you lose it, whenever you lose connection, whenever you cannot hear me. So I can always start over from that point on. Now, the last thing I said was be clear about your message and who you are. Then the next thing, and maybe the most important part of our business, our practice, is creating a website that projects who you are. Your website is your online presentation. That's the first aspect of you people can see, and most of the time the only presentation of you up until the point you start your YouTube channel or you start your blog talk radio show or your blog. So your website is very important. Please take it very seriously, because if you start with a shabby, unclear website that looks unprofessional, unfortunately, people will assume you are also unprofessional. Okay, so it's true. We judge people by the cover of, you know, their website in this case. So not the book, but the website. So please invest in your website. If you're not going to invest in anything, invest in your website. Make it look professional. Make it yours. Do not copy other people's websites. It might work for them, but I promise you that energetically it will not be a match for you. So you want to work with a graphic designer in creating a website that is you. And always, always, always put a picture of yourselves, a smiling, clear picture of who you are. People will want to see who are they opening up to. I mean, they'll be sharing their deepest issues, relationships, their fears. They want to know who they are talking to. So it's not only about your qualification or how good you are at your work. It's about you. So please show them who you are. Don't be afraid. Don't hide. If you hide, they cannot find you. Even if you don't hide, like, physically and put the website out there, but hide in the sense you don't want to put your picture or personal information on your website, you will be hiding energetically and you will not attract people. Annette is suggesting that voice problems are often when I take a call, but I love taking calls. Okay, after this show, I'm going to contact Blog Talk Radio and hopefully this will be solved before the next show, which would be the last Wednesday of September. Because, yes, September is the month after August. I can't teach all this, but I have no idea which month is coming after August because I'm not in that part of my brain. Then you need to have a clear picture and a bio. Not a book, not your memorials. A short, clear biography, explaining who you are, what is your qualification, why you are doing what you are doing, your course, your call, your calling, and that'll be all. Keep it short. If you really have a very interesting life story that you want to share with everyone, write a longer version and let people choose if they want to click on the longer version of your biography. If you had this life-changing near-death experience, or you left a totally different career behind to be a healer or intuitive, include that also in your short bio. These are important things, and they can relate to you maybe more because they have experienced something similar, or they can see where you're coming from. Yeah, those are personal things. You want them in your bio, but if you really want to go deep into those adventures, you want to put them on the longer bio. It is very important. People have very short attention spans when they are reading stuff, unfortunately. So you want to keep it clear. You want to keep everything important already there. I have a question that I want to answer. Santa Luz is asking, what about name change or start using another name? Well, name changes are very important energetically, and they should be taken very seriously. When you take on a new name, you are taking on the energy of the name, the vibration of those sounds, and you can decipher the vibration of the new name using numerology. So you want to work with a numerology expert and talk about the new name you want to take on as a spiritual practitioner. Don't just take it on just like that. And also, why do you want to take on a new name? Because the name that was given to you was given for a reason. In universe, we don't have accidents. So, did you really accomplish those lessons? Did you learn from those lessons? Or
Are you sure you no longer need the energy of those sounds, letters? So you also want to know the numerologic value of your name and get a good understanding of your name before you take on a new one. And of course, if it's an organic name change, then that can go more smoothly, like through marriage or divorce. But if you are going to take on a spiritual name or a brand new name, please be very cautious and careful and take it seriously. Also, don't change it too many times. That's just bad branding and marketing. That's just not practical. I'm not even going to the numerologic value and the karma of those names, but these people will not be able to get to know you. And plus, of course, if you use a new name, the new name will not have so much of your energy. So especially the first name should stay the same unless you have a ton of reason why you should change it. Because when people read or speak your first name, they can already connect your energy. Do you think I wanted to stay as Birkan? Considering no one can pronounce it right. Honestly, in Starbucks, if you see me at Coffee Bean or Starbucks, when they ask my name, I say Brian. That's my Starbucks name. Because everyone can pronounce it, everyone can write it, and I'm not called Birkan or Birkan. I'm not Hermes Beck. So, but I stuck to my name because I know that it carries my energy. It is my name for a reason, and it has a certain energy, and I'm going to stick to it. And for a little while longer, I'll be still Birkan to it. Maybe one day I'm going to be like, okay, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to change this name. But, okay, that's enough about the name change. That's my, obviously, soft spot. I'm going on and on about my Birkan. Maybe I should do a show on my name so I can teach people how to say my name. How about that? Okay, I'll stop. Next, watch your ego. Ego is a tricky subject when it comes to healing, because what we are doing for people is life-changing. What we are doing for people is amazing, and people will give you a lot of credit for what you can see, what you can help them achieve, and what you can know about them or do for them in a healing session, and they'll give you a lot of praise, right? How you take this praise and compliment is very important. While receiving, always remember we are all special, but no one is quote-unquote special. Either mentally or out loud, thank your source. However you see, universe, God, Buddha, however you see your source, thank your source and your spiritual team. Each time you receive compliments for your work, acknowledging you are not doing this alone, so it won't only be about me. Because when people go into their ego, they are no longer able to connect to higher energies. They start operating from their logical mind and their ego, and that's not really good now, is it? So let's watch out our egos. You can always, when you catch yourself going into your ego, you can always stop and ask Archangel Michael to set your ego aside and realign you with your higher self. You can always realign yourself. We are people, and it happens. Sometimes we go into our ego. As long as you come back and realign with a higher aspect of who you are, you'll be fine. Then, when it comes to pictures, you know, I said it's important to put a clear smiling picture of who you are, unless you never smile. I'm not judging. Be yourself. You know, don't try to force a smile because I said so. You know, that just would be painful for those who are looking at the picture. But use the same picture on your blog, website, social media, till the point people get to know who you are. Yeah? Use the same picture until people get to know who you are. It will help getting known in your area. And use social media. It is wonderful. I mean, I've been very reluctant at the beginning bought Facebook and Twitter, and it just looked like too much. But once I started using it, I got to connect with amazing people, and I'm grateful every single day, and I'm amazed with how many great people are visiting my sites and my pages and leaving lovely comments. But also, as a spiritual practitioner, you'll be able to show others who you are, what you teach, what you're all about. So use your social media to share information, not only marketing. That's not fun. I mean, come on. If you have a Twitter account or a Facebook page, and if you do Facebook, prefer a public one so they can just like you and you don't have to go through requests and such public pages, public person pages. You want to go for that if you are a practitioner. But you can connect your Facebook with your Twitter, so each time you put something on your public page, it also appears on Twitter. But when you share, when you have these pages, don't only post things like, book a session with me for this much euros for that long. And I do Reiki sessions, and then the next week, come to my next workshop. Like, what? Would you really talk to people like that if they are right in front of you? No. You'd say, hi, how are you? I'm good. I'm going to teach this class. I'm really excited about it. Would you be interested in it? Here's a clip from it. So share from who you are on your social media. And share your knowledge. It is a platform. You want to heal, right? You want to help people. That's why you want to become a full-time practitioner. So here's your chance. Start healing. Start teaching. Yes, it will not pay, but it's not all about money. You start doing that, and you'll attract more opportunities to do so. You start teaching for free, you'll attract more opportunities in which you can also charge. So it always starts with just doing it, and by doing it, you're going to attract more opportunities to do it. So use social media, God bless social media, and I think it was Mark Zuckerman, I don't know, did I butcher his name? The boy, the guy who created Facebook, God bless him, and I forgot who created Twitter, but God bless him too, because thanks to those sites, I met great, great, great people. So use social media. And then before I continue, I want to take one more call. I hope we will succeed. Let's just go for it. I'll go for 5112 area code. Hello?
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
I'm there.
Hi, my name is Pearl.
Hi, Pearl. What a gorgeous name.
Thank you. I think your name is beautiful, too. It sounds like a work of art. Have you seen the Birkin tour?
I love you. You're sweet. Which is my name, I'll remember this. I'm going to say, well, it's a work of art, not for everyone.
I was just listening, and I'm so appreciative of you talking about this topic, because we've all thought about it, and we all have our fears of stepping out of our comfort zone. And I asked myself the question the other day about, you know, what is it with me? Why can't I go forward with this? And I had a dream, and in the dream, there was an elephant. And it was just a little elephant, like a baby, but it came rushing at me. And I ran away. I thought it was charging me. And I tried to get up an embankment, and I couldn't get up because the embankment was too tall, so I had to go down to the lower level and get up the embankment away from this elephant. And there was somebody else that was down there. And instead of running away, this somebody else started to play with the elephant. And there was also somebody who had a car coming towards them, and instead of running away from the car, they just laid down in the road. And I thought that was just so terrible, and I was trying to yell to them, get out of the way, you're going to get run over. But the car simply turned and went around them. Mm-hmm. And it was like they weren't afraid. And I think that was the whole message of my dream was, you know, you're running away from your ability because you're afraid.
Yeah. Yep. Now, how I see this dream, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you what I get intuitively out of this dream. And I'm going to, I think, dismiss a few thousand books on dream interpretation. I'm just going to go for what I'm getting. Because I feel like this little elephant is your passion to teach and heal others, help others. But elephant is a baby because you are still not daring to go for the bigger elephants. You are not there yet, but you want to do it. And the elephant is all about work and perseverance and going for it and not being afraid. Yet you're afraid of the elephant because you're afraid of the work itself. And then the elephant is going for other people and they're not afraid. You know, they can decide not to play with the elephant and go away, but they're not afraid. So it is all about fears. And I think the only thing that stands between you and the others is courage. Can you hear me? Are you still
there? Yes, I can hear you.
The need, because your energy, you've got this very gentle and calming energy. Just by sitting in your energy, I feel like everything's going to be okay. Oh my God, this is a gift, having this natural energy around you that makes people feel like they'll be fine. I'm sure your friends love to talk to you because they feel much better just by talking, just by being in your field. And I also see the energy of Kuan Yin, the Buddha of compassion. I want you to look into Kuan Yin and maybe even meditate with her. And although she is Buddha of compassion, she's all about being gentle yet powerful. So she can also help you with that, because I think you'd be much more comfortable working with light beings who are very gentle in their approach.
That's amazing that you say that, because I've seen the light beings on a couple of occasions in group settings, and they actually just showed up and they actually gave me information. I saw, I knew, and I heard. And that's the way I like to receive information, because it's so clear, but I don't get to do that very often, probably because I don't come into contact with people very often.
But you don't need people, sweetie. You can just meditate. They'll be there. I mean, the advantage of doing this in group setting is that when you combine your energies in a group, you can reach the higher levels of energy that maybe you cannot reach so easily on your own. So you might, look for meditation classes or meditation evenings that are going on regularly, where you can also get to know people and they can get to know you. And then more you practice with groups, more you'll realize actually you can also do this at home on your own, because you'll get more familiar with these light beings and their vibration. Yeah? Do you volunteer anywhere?
No, I don't. I volunteered to help an old man dust his bookstore, but that's just about it.
Eat of you, but I think if you could volunteer somewhere like a hotline for abused women, where you can really work with people, some form of hotline or maybe a free clinic, or, you know, where you can actually help people and see yourself helping, it will help you see how much you have to offer and how good it feels to help. So I think volunteering is way to go for you, just to get acquainted with, you know, talking to strangers in a context where you are helping or where you are listening to them, being a listening ear for them.
Okay.
Look at organizations around you, see if there's something you feel comfortable with, if there's a certain organization you'd like to be part of. And the good thing about volunteering, they actually, a lot of organizations free training to be on their line or to work with them. So you, out of that, you can actually get also free training, education, and when there's a paid place available, you might even get a real position in the future. But even if you just do it as volunteer work, I think it will help you find courage to talk to people. You might any kind of church or spiritual group regularly?
I'm sorry, do I do what spiritual regularly?
Into a church or a spiritual center regularly?
I usually go to a circle group.
Okay. The organizations like Unity have a lot of charities and volunteers and volunteering opportunities connected to them where you can work with people. So they can be helpful when it comes to networking and finding not-for-profit organizations you can work with. So I want you to keep that in mind, and I want you to know that you really have the right energy to be a healer, especially a verbal healer, where you listen and talk to people. To offer, and your energy can be very healing. Your presence, your conversations can be very healing.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for joining me today.
All right. Bye-bye.
And I'm back. Hopefully, I see that we are having audio problems again. Could you let me know right now if you can hear me? I think we are just breaking up, but there's still some sound. Can you hear me, my friends in the chat room? You can let me know. Yep, you can hear me. So I will continue while you can hear me with as much as information I can give. Then I'll take another caller. I love talking to you, so thank you for calling. And thank you for being so patient with me. I love you. Now, last we talked about using social media to get your message out there, get your teachings out there. Then I want you to look at local metaphors and spiritual centers, if there's any. Because most of these stores and centers need people, need a flow of new people coming into their store. And having readers or speakers or meditation evenings, it's very helpful for them because it gives other people a reason to come into the store. And while they're at the store, they don't only pay for the reading, but also they end up buying books, crystals, or whatever else they're offering. So you might want to meet the local metaphysical stores, bookstores, and see if they're interested in having a reader. You can maybe do a couple of hours demo. Set up a time where you can give readings for free or for a nominal fee, where you can, you know, get to see if you want to work there, if you want to do this. You can start with 10, 15 minute readings with a nominal fee, and then also the bookstore can see if this is something they want to do, you know, or the metaphysical store can see if this is something they want to do. But please have a look what you have around you. These are great places to meet people and to get your message out there. Oh, wow, my kitten is going for an adventure as usual, so sorry about that. Always visualize yourselves succeeding. What you see in your mind is going to be your future. If you want to know your future, look at your thoughts today. So always visualize yourself succeeding. I remember when I listened to people talk about succeeding in spiritual business. When I was dreaming about doing this professionally, taking this to the next level, but I was not that confident if I can really work with total strangers, if I can make enough money. And that was right after my injury, where I lost my career as a dancer and pretty much everything else, my sponsors, my money. So I was looking for this new dream because, you know, I'm a dreamer, I'm Pisces, and once you're a dancer and you do something you're passionate about, you just don't want to do any job. You want to do something that will give you joy and that you're passionate. So I started looking into doing this professionally, and more I would read about it, more I would say, oh, it sounds so far, and guess what? It only took a few years to make the transition from having multiple day jobs to support myself to a full-time spiritual practice. I never gave up, and I followed my divine guidance, and I went for it. Then I wasn't sure if I could work with total strangers. You know what I did? I just found a psychic hotline. I applied. And it wasn't the best line ever. You know, I went to the meeting with the line's owner, and the gentleman wouldn't even test me. They just got me on board. But once I started working there with total strangers, answering the call and having to start because people were paying per minute, so they would really want you to get going right away. And once I saw myself being able to do that, I practically tested myself that way. And once I saw how much joy it brought me, I said, okay, I can do this. And the first thing I did was quitting the hotline. But so you can give yourself different opportunities where you can see what you can do, what you want to do. Now, I am seeing that I have only 15 minutes left, so I'm going to put the rest of the show and all the tips on fast forward because I want all this to be a part of the show, so I'm just going to continue. But I just remembered those days when I was looking at, listening to these kind of advice and saying, oh, wow, getting staff, hiring a place, it sounds like a dream, but now that dream is my reality because it said, you know what, it does sound like a dream, but I'm going to go for it because it makes me happy. Now, the next step is have a good referral list of therapists, medical professionals, sports groups, and churches because you will need to sometimes send people to the right sources. You'll need to direct them in the right direction. And finally, the final do of today is specialize. See which areas you feel more passionate about in your work and educate yourself further on those areas and make it clear these areas are your personal specialties. And that might actually come in time, so don't force yourself to see right away if you are a relationship intuitive or how medical intuitive or what is your calling. You start as an intuitive. And you start working with people, then you can observe what makes you more happy, what you are more passionate about, and make that your specialty. Now, before the end of the show, I want to give you a few don'ts. First of all, do not choose a modality or practice just because other people are successful with it. We already talked about that. Do not try to look or sound like someone else. Because you're not them. That's just not going to fit. It will look like you are wearing clothes that are not fit to your body. And how does that look? Odd. You don't want to look odd. You want to look like yourself. If you don't want to look like yourself, then you'll need to work on self-love. That means you just simply don't love yourself enough. Of course, if you want to improve your appearance, if you are not happy with the way your look or your style, you can make these adjustments following your inner guidance and what makes you happy. But if you feel the need to look like someone else, that's serious. You need to work on that before you get yourself on the road. Then please look at who you are and don't try to appear spiritual. Don't try to fulfill a form that is created by others, like, oh, now I have to wear a lot of crystals and wear purple. No, you don't. If that's not you, don't do it. Once again, be you and show people your form of spirituality. If it's different than the others, they will appreciate it. Believe me, people need diversity. We are not all the same, and there is no one-size-fits-all solution or way of being spiritual. Do not, this one's very important, do not believe in competition. It's a lie that becomes real when you believe in it. Do not, instant replay, do not believe in competition. If you do, you will be aligned with a reality in which abundance is limited and there isn't enough for everyone. And yet, it will become your reality. As light workers, we are here to smash these man-made illusions. Yeah, you'll be helping other people smash the illusion of competition. There is enough for everyone. We believe in that, and that becomes a reality. Abundance becomes a reality in which abundance is enough for everyone, in which we are aligned and connected to an infinite source. That's your source of income, not your clients. Your clients are just the channels. The divine is bringing your abundance to you through. So they're your channels. Your source of income is the universe, God. There is no recession in that infinite source. So you all are safe. We have the best employer man can find. And you can stick to that in any industry, actually, not only spiritual. And then do not focus on money. Instead, focus on service. and sharing your gifts and knowledge, and money will come naturally. And also, you know, one advice we got in Angel Therapy Training, which was a wonderful, beautiful advice, we were told if you get nervous, focus on service. That way you'll get out of your mind, you'll get out of your ego, because it's not about you. It's about the other person and what you're offering to them. So do not focus on money, instead focus on service and excellence, and that will bring you the money you need. For a designer, there's nothing wrong with, of course, wanting to earn money. And do not, last but not least, do not forget why you are doing this, why you are becoming a professional in this area. To help people, if you are in it for the fame or money, please stop as soon as you can and try a different career. There are easier ways to earn those without messing up your karma. Really, you don't want that. Because if you are working with the angels to get famous, guess what? It will not work. So why waste your time? Oh my God, I actually finished the do's and don'ts I want to share today. I am so proud of myself. I can't even describe it because I'm seeing the timer here like 9:17, 9:16, 9:15. I'm like, oh my God, there won't be enough time. Guess what? There was enough time. Yay for me. See? Maybe we can add one more do. Do give yourselves credit when you do something good. So today I was able to finish this. Now, I'm going on a vacation for a little while just to charge my batteries before a very, very busy travel schedule. I'll be traveling and meeting y'all in person in London, Ljubljana, Oslo, France, where else? Sweden. Actually, to give you some dates, I'll be first in September on the 17th of, what did I just say? Okay, I might be a little tired, so I'm going to start again. I will be in London on September 17th for a evening lecture on Atlantean healing. So if you are interested in Atlantean healing and you want to know what that is all about, you can come and join us for a meditation and little demonstration, and I will be explaining what Atlantean healing is. And then I will be traveling to Ljubljana, Slovenia for an Atlantean healing practitioner workshop on September 29th and 30th. And I will also have a relationship recovery workshop in Izola, Slovenia. Then in October 6th and 7th, I'll be in Oslo, Norway for another Atlantean healing practitioner seminar. So Atlantean healing is, as usual, hijacking my calendar, but of course I am more than grateful. Stephanie, I am not coming to Northeastern U.S. yet. Angel Light, where are you in the U.S.? You are in the U.S., I can't see it. But next year, I'll have a lot of good news for my friends in the U.S. Just a few more months, my dear, dear, dear friends. You've been very patient with me so far, so give me a few more months, and I'll have some good news. But until then, I will have my Angelic Mediumship Retreat in France with a lovely group of people. We only have like one place left, so it's almost sold out, where I will be teaching to a small group for an entire week the good old psychic arts with the help of the angels, with the help of the angelic realm and the combination of higher energies. And then in November, I will be going back to London for an Atlantean healing practitioner workshop, November 17th and 18th. And then, Stephanie, I hope I hear Boston. Well, we'll see. just give me a few months, but you might need to travel, so maybe we can meet midway. We'll see. Or I'll just come and see you there. But I'd love to see you. So let's see what the universe has in store for us. Then in February, I will be coming to Stockholm, Sweden, to teach my intuition intensive. And it will be a three-day intensive training on intuition. We are going back to basics. We are learning about how to recognize our intuition, how to bring structure to our intuition, and how to work with our intuition and share with the rest of the world. I'll be teaching some powerful methods and exercises that you can take home with yourselves and continue to use to unlock and tap into your intuition and make it a part of your lives, either professionally or personally. The intuition says in the rewind. Intuition Intensive is going to be on February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then later on February 9th and 10th, I will be back in Stockholm for an Atlantean Healing Practitioner training. These two classes will be on my website either later tonight or tomorrow morning latest. It's all very exciting. Now, I'm going to, I'm just thinking, God knows. I know I forgot something that I really want to share today, but hey, I can always share it on my Facebook. So if you are not on my Facebook, please join me on facebook.com/Birkantore, or you can join me on Twitter for my personal updates every day, twitter.com/Birkantore, or you can join me on YouTube and watch the videos I'm uploading regularly. That would be youtube.com/Birkantore, my name and last name. And I have 4 minutes left, and I'm going to try to take one more call really quickly. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on air. Diana, hello? Oh no, okay. Diana, I really want to take your call before the show was over and give you a quick reading, but be talking month. Just call back. I can see your Skype name here, so I will recognize your name next month and I'll be taking your call. And I'm so grateful as always for you all to join me for this hour and 30 minutes. So hopefully you might even want to go back and re-listen all these tips if it was too fast, too much, all at once. You can also always contact me for a personal, private, intuitive session if you don't want to spill your guts on air and share your life with me. Understand. You can always contact me personally and book a session with me. Then we can have a session over Skype or over the phone. And I even figured out how to have sessions on Skype video. So I actually get to see you guys now when I'm actually giving a reading at home. Now, what I do, you know, I said, always know what you do and very clearly present it. I think if I would have to finally describe what I do, imagine an ancient oracle and a modern life coach having a baby. I would be the baby 30-something years later. So I'm that baby. And I love combining the coaching methods that helps people discover their potential and reach their goals with intuition and oracular wisdom that is channeled from higher realms. So that's what I do. And I try to share that with you on air every month, every last Wednesday. I'm meeting with you for 90 minutes on the Peace Hour. And this month we had to do Tuesday because I'll be traveling all day on Wednesday. And I'll be still in the plane by the time it will be showtime. So this month we are doing it on Tuesday, but it is every Wednesday. And I heard that in Sweden, if you are in Sweden, my first episode of the season on the show that Ashanda. See, you hear the lady? 90 seconds to go. Almost bye-bye time. Okay, I was saying that next Monday on Channel 7 at 9 p.m., you can see my first episode of the season on the Ashanda. And then on the coming months, I'll be coming with more news about where you can see me, and I'm also in the latest issue of Inspire magazine with my latest article. So you can also, if you're in Sweden or read Swedish, you can also order it online. And now I'm going to have a quick look before I say goodbye to the chat room. Oh, bye-bye, Annette, and goodbye, little fairy. Let's see if I can take one more question before I say goodbye. And you are most welcome, Stephanie. It was lovely to see you here. Goodbye, Maria Basol. And thank you for the vacation wishes. I believe I deserved it. So I'm going to do my best to enjoy every single minute of it for you too. And hopefully I'll come back with a lot of good news to share with you all. Thank you for joining. Thank you for making my evening fantastic with your energy, with your questions. And goodbye and namaste.